Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
And this now, a statement released by Ashwood City Football Club confirms a new naming rights deal for Dartley Park Stadium. As of now, the ground will be known as the Credit Master Stadium. That's just confirmed to us now. Dartley Park has been renamed to the Credit Master Stadium. We're going to get
that stadium was built in 1932. Right, that is 90 years of history that's just been wiped out, and I think it's wonderful
something. A name means something. You can't just wipe it off.
This has done has emboldened me to never, ever, ever use the services of Credit Kings or Credit Capital.
Credit Master.
Credit Master, right? Boycott. Simple as. That's what you got to do when this stuff happens.
Weapon to us, you know? We're not a city. We're not Arsenal. We're a piece of football heritage, right? There's a reason why it's still called Anfield. There's a reason why it's still called Old Trafford. Heritage. We're in that same bracket. We're a founding member of the Football League. We can't be calling it no Credit Master Stadium. It is Dartley Park. It is heritage.
One is for the feeling. And it really is fascinating because what the article in The Athletic is actually saying is the naming rights quote-unquote deal is essentially a smokescreen for a full stadium sale. Ashwood City Football Club are no longer, it asserts in this article, are no longer the owners of Credit Master Stadium or Dartley Park as it was known. As unbelievable as that may seem, especially to those people in Kent, this is a new private equity endeavour by a third party. It's an astonishing article in The Athletic. I highly recommend it.
Bring it more to your left.
You what?
I said bring it more to your left.
Speak up, can't hear ya.
Bring it more to your left.
All right.
I bet you £5 he fucks it up.
You look a lot like Kevin Bacon, like in his tremor stage, which I think's a compliment, right? And then he said, investment is fucked. Sterling has collapsed. I think it's deliberate. And then I go, aye, the wee fucker dives all the time.
Oh, God, that was a good one.
Oh, I'm dead proud of that, actually. Do you think the word Credit Master at the top is too big?
Nah, it doesn't matter, mate.
Why?
Well, we don't own the stadium anymore, do we?
Oh, aye. It's not just naming rights, is it?
Yeah, it's the whole shebang.
How are the fans taking the news?
Oh, they're excited. Yeah, very excited. Mate, it's like Brexit, you know, that's their thing, isn't it? A jump start, a reboot, out with the old, in with the new. The thing is, what we underestimate about the common man in England is... Well, you know, that they actually want growth. You know, change, evolution. Oh, my God, they've set the stand on fire. Fucking fans.
Jesus
Christ. Call 999. Call 999 for fuck's sake.
Hello?
I need a fire engine. I need a fire engine right away down at Dartley.
Credit Master Stadium.
The Credit Master Stadium. I need a fire engine to the Credit Ma... It's where Ashford City play. It's the... Yeah. Aye, that's the one. Jesus Christ, that is really burning good, isn't it? Fucking hell.
They said Dartley Park on the phone, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, might take some getting used to, pal.
Yep. Yep.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
To witness cultural landmarks like Dartley Park be degraded in this manner.
Oi, I donated and 80 grand to you, mate.
You know, I think I speak for a lot of people when I say what I'm looking at, what I want to look at, is a way in which people of Ashwood could have a say in decisions like this.
Oh, because great, yeah, let's let people have a say. Finally, we can really hear what people have to say.
That matter, not far-off private equity firms.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. That was Jonathan Hart, the MP for Ashwood North, outraged at the sale of the stadium. If you would like to get in touch with local groups working on ensuring heritage status for the stadium or even looking into listing the building in association with the National Trust, you can go to our website and find some of the grassroots movements and help out any way you can. Anywho, now to the main event. We are very lucky today, as are many local radio stations in the UK, where we are joined by Prime Minister Liz Truss. Hello, Prime Minister. How are you doing?
As Prime Minister, I have to do what I believe.
Okay, I'm good as well. How's your first few weeks in the job been?
I think we have to remember what situation this country was facing.
I'm not going to have a go at any of your policies or anything. You don't need to defend...
Interest rates are a matter for the Independent Bank of England.
Prime Minister, is everything okay?
The majority of the package we announced on Friday was the support on energy.
Right. Got some questions, actually. Our listeners want to know, what is your favourite part of Kent?
Economic growth.
I'm just going to try something here. What's your name, Prime Minister?
We've also taken action to reduce our tax burden.
Is this a recording?
Economic growth.
Right. This isn't quite what we were promised by number 10. And, right, so we can look into...
We have...
Sorry?
...a very, very difficult economic global situation because of the war that Vladimir Putin has perpetrated in Ukraine. And countries are under pressure...
Whoa, wowee, nice car, Mr. Nolan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I just picked her up.
Brand new, is it? Yep.
Brand new indeed.
Whoa, look at it. It feels new, doesn't it?
All right, don't touch it. Jesus, shouldn't you be working?
So what's the financial situation?
Complicated question, that.
Sorry I'm late.
Never mind that. You should be sorry about that tie, pal.
What's wrong with it?
Dunno, just think it's crap.
Right, thank you.
Patrick, what is
morning,
the...
Morning, Jess.
Yes, morning, whatever. What is the financial situation?
Complicated question, that.
Very complicated question.
Yeah, like, how many roads must the man walk down before he can call himself a man?
Or, how is Harry Maguire starting for England?
Right, look, this is fucking serious, okay? I need to know that we have either cash reserves or a reliable line of credit to deal with the lawsuit.
Okay, well, selling the stadium has allowed a windfall of funds to be allocated to an emergency budget.
Why have we allocated money to an emergency budget?
Well, because...
Because we were a month away from not being able to pay the players and the staff.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, it's not good.
So let's say Arsenal really hit us in this legal matter.
To the tune of...
£70.25 million.
Or about $500 million. Do you get it? Because the pound's collapsed, hasn't it? And, you know, devastated economic confidence in the entire country for a decade to come. You get it? No?
Right, 70 mil. Fuck. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, we need to look into selling further assets.
Ah, economic levers, you say?
Stop calling them that, and no, that's not what I said.
Woody?
Yes, pal?
You try and get a reading from Colin on who he'd be willing to part with.
As in player sales?
Yeah.
You want me to get a reading?
Yes, please, mate.
Well, to be honest, I can give you the fucking reading now, pal. He's gonna kill us all.
Right.
What do we have in terms of actual funds to deal with the fallout from this, Patrick?
Well, let me ask the chief exec, Woody.
There aren't any funds, are there? Unless you want people to go without wages.
Right, then we borrow.
Hiya, Jess. Yeah, don't know if you've noticed, but the economy is collapsing. Okay, borrowing right now is about as advisable as sticking your head in a septic tank.
Is that unadvisable? It's just gross, isn't it?
The fumes from the waste can cause blackouts.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, you can pass out, you know, fall in, then you are done for.
Jesus Christ, drowning in piss and shite. Fuck me, must be terrible.
Feels kind of similar to having this conversation, to be honest.
What do you want me to do, Jess? Right, let's take the Burberry gloves off, shall we? What do you want?
External investment.
Nope, absolutely not. Fuck off.
Patrick.
Not listening.
Put 30% of the club up for sale.
Not fucking listening.
And move that money into the areas that need it most.
Jessica, you don't sell when the market is tanking. You don't sell just to pay debts.
When you're fucked, yes you do.
We are not fucked, right? We are pre-fucked. And until pre-fucked becomes fucked, then I will absolutely not water down my position.
Pal, watering down might well save us, you know.
Now, watering down is never good, Woody, all right? I like a nice strong cordial, yeah? You can sip on your wimpy orange squash that looks like cloudy water. I've got big boy squash, yeah? It's thick, sugary, puts hairs on your chest, mate.
I think Jess's point is that it's not a lovely, sugary cordial, is it? It's a horrible substance, like fucking vomit. You're drinking hard vomit with all the chunky bits and stuff, you know, carrots and that. We're offering like a watery sick.
Can you both shut the fuck up? Where are all the adults, huh? Where the fuck are they? This is insane! I'm so fucking fed up of this place.
What place? The Credit Master Stadium.
Fuck off!
Financial beasts have plagued our village. Come, family, we must flee, or they will take our very homes away from us. Come, we must flee.
A rider approaching from the north.
Ah, who goes there? State your business.
Fear not, my friends, for it is I, Credit Master. Behold! In my hand, I hold the key to your financial world. Our credit cards offer a 34.9% APR, with a range between £200 and £1,500. You are all guaranteed to be accepted.
Yes.
There's no hidden fees or nasty disguises. Now you can pay your bills in the cost of living crisis.
Yes.
The vehicle you need to save you from the strife. Spend it on yourself or maybe even treat the wife. With this card, you'll go from famine all the way to feast. Use it with all your might to slay financial beasts. After joining us, you'll thank yourselves every single day. Now I have to go and spread the word. I'm on my merry way.
So
for now we all rejoice in pure jubilation, saving us from further financial woe, from sea to shining sea, all across the nation. How we'll ever thank you, we just don't know. Now the sun it glows, it shines forever. You have come and saved us from the wolf at the door. For now we're all achieving, seeing is believing. How we'll ever thank you, Credit Master.
Come, Lucius. There are more that need our help. For now you're all achieving, seeing is believing. There's no need to thank me, Credit Master.
4.9% APR variable is based on an extensive credit check. Failure to maintain credit card repayments may result in repossessions of personal belongings up to and including your home. Terms and conditions apply. See creditmaster.com for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
The Premier League is back, and we're here at the Credit Master Stadium for Ashwood City v Aston Villa. Two sides scrapping it out at the bottom of the table, Billy. So much riding on this game, but you have to feel it's been somewhat overshadowed by the protests we've seen here today.
Yeah, it's pretty feisty out there, Peter. These fans are not happy. Dartley Park meant a lot.
Credit Master.
No, I'm saying Dartley Park meant a lot to them.
Yeah, you're right. The stadium previously known as Dartley Park sure did mean a lot to these people, Billy. Oh, and right now we've got a chance for Aston Villa, who have sprung right out of the traps.
He's got to give it.
Jacob Ramsey here gives it to Watkins. 1-0 Aston Villa. Easy as that. Ashwood City were wide open through the middle, and Aston Villa took full advantage. The visitors here at the Credit Master Stadium lead 1-0 after just 2 minutes.
That was way, way, way too easy. And now the home side have got this whole place on their back.
I've played at the Credit Master Stadium, you forget. I know what it's like. Ashwood City sitting there way too deep. Look at that. There's your mix-up. No one is taking Ramsey. He's yours. No, he's yours. Fassel says, all right, he's mine. I'll go then. And it's all over as soon as he does that. It's at Watkins Street.
It's become a real game of attrition. Ashwood City conceding so early, just 2 minutes in via that goal by Ollie Watkins. Now just 5 minutes remain. And still Aston Villa hold the precarious 1-0 lead.
Lots of forward players on the field now for Ashwood City. Looking very top heavy. They have to, don't get me wrong, they have to. God forbid if they lose this, what this place will turn into.
It's a deep searching ball by Marcelo, and it's gone right over the head of Matty Cash, and Kevin is at the back post. Ashwood City are level. And of course it's that man again.
He's always a threat, Peter. Always a threat. Matty Cash, I've got to be honest, he might have dropped his team in it right there. But boy, can Kevin leap. He can do everything. But he knows exactly where that ball is going. And in it goes. Huge relief for Ashwood City. Things in this place were turning toxic.
Arson attack. A fire that caused a significant amount of damage to the north stand at the newly named Credit Master Stadium. Police are asking for any witnesses to step forward. And as you can see, these are the scenes, very unpleasant scenes, of Ashwood City chairman Patrick Nolan arriving to the ground. He was greeted by a very, very unhappy section of the club's fan base.
Just be careful near the car, please. Guys, hey, oi, f*** off.
Hey.
A word. Now.
What can I do for you?
Nice flat. You haven't upgraded that then?
No. This is a downgrade. You know, from the mansion that I used to own.
Right. You downgraded from a mansion to a flat. You sold Broadly, of course. Then you sold your Jag and got a Nissan Leaf.
So what are you getting at?
I saw the reporters were hounding you.
Yeah. Apparently I've irreparably damaged the culture of the city or some such.
That wasn't a Nissan Leaf, was it?
Patrick,
that was a brand new fucking Tesla.
Sorry. Don't mind if I look after a little something called the environment.
I realise that, Greta. But a Nissan Leaf was also looking after the environment, wasn't it?
Look, I can't be expected to drive a Nissan Leaf forever.
So what happened to the money from the stadium sale?
It's going into the bloody emergency fund. You know, to keep mouths fed and wolves from the door and so on.
Oh, right. So you stole the Tesla, right?
Well, I took a tiny bit of the money from the Credit Master Stadium.
Stop calling it the fucking Credit Master Stadium.
No, that's its name.
How much money did you take?
Jess, come on.
How much?
I think it was around 600,000.
Jesus Christ!
Jess, let's just calm down. Okay, we're Premier League. Yeah, we're not in League Two. We're not scraping pennies together and asking for volunteers to pick up cans of Carling in the car park.
We're heading that way.
Oh, don't be dramatic. We're in a dodgy run of form, that's all. Eric will be back after the World Cup. And even if it doesn't work out with Eric, I've been in this game for decades. I know all the best managers. Yeah, I could get any one of them through the door.
What are you on about?
They're mates of mine. Yeah, Jose, Hasenhüttl. Moisey.
Don't call him Moisey, he hates that.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does, Patrick.
Liar, I call him Moisey all the time, he loves it.
No, he doesn't.
Right, I will prove it to you.
What are you doing?
Calling him.
Hi there.
Moisey!
Moisey? Yeah, okay, I don't think we're that close.
So, hello? Moisey? Hello? Moisey? David.
Patrick, I know it takes you a while to process stuff, so I'm just going to give you the headline. You've let me down, mate. I thought Broadly, the flat, the Nissan. I thought you were turning over a new leaf.
Well, old leaf now, am I right?
That's not funny. You took the money that the club needed.
Hey, I've sacrificed a lot.
You haven't sacrificed anywhere near enough. 30% of the club would bring in tens of millions.
For the last time, we are not getting any external investment.
Then I don't know what to tell you, mate.
Good, don't tell me anything.
How am
I supposed to help you? Please, tell me, because I'm fucking stumped.
I don't need help. I need trust, faith, belief.
Belief that what? That you'll find some cash with no strings attached.
I'm Patrick Nolan, MB fucking E. This is what I do.
I'm going to say this one final time, okay? I'm living and breathing this Arsenal legal issue. I don't have to. I'm doing it because I care. And I'm ringing my fucking bell and screaming iceberg from the top of my fucking lungs. And I need you to at least try and listen to that, all right?
Have you ever heard the theory that the Titanic could have remained afloat if it had hit the iceberg head on?
Fuck you! Honestly, fuck you!
Look, I'm saying, with a bit of perseverance and hard work...
This is such an Eton boy response. I don't even have the time to teach you how reality works.
Oh, Jess, I have had a lot of people threaten to leave, all right?
So I'm just... not going to leave! There's not going to be a job to even quit! We're going to lose this case. Arsenal are going to take 70 million quid and then the league will probably punish us as well. Patrick, if you can't stem the flow of cash that will come out of this club, there will be a points deduction. And if there's a points deduction with this start to the season we've had, it's over, mate. It's over.
Jess, I know what I'm doing, okay? What's that noise? Oh, my God. My Tesla. They've set fire to my bloody Tesla.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.